Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. William Shakespeare once said, "Sweet are the uses of adversity." Our guest today is a man who helps people through the spectrum of life experiences. Joys and sorrows, trials and triumphs. And he does so in a unique way. He has a unique role, as you will soon see. But at the heart of it, the uniqueness of the role and the capacity, depth, and breadth of what he does has to do with a heart that loves others, a heart to reach people. A heart to reach you, your family members, your friends. It's a heart very much like the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to reach people, to touch people with love and hope. As usual, you know, at the beginning of our show, we like to pause and just tell it like it is and say up front that the real heart of the show, the reason why we're here, is to do just that, is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord. That you, in the midst of whatever you might be facing today, whatever you may experience, a challenge, perhaps a time when you're feeling a bit down, maybe a tinge of depression has quelled over you, or maybe you've hit a bump in the road, maybe financially or in your work. The economy has just taken its toll on so many of us. But you need hope. And you're looking, is there a way? Is there a hope for me? And we're here today to remind you that indeed, yes, there is hope. God has not taken his eye off of you, even though sometimes you might not feel his presence. His presence is still there with you, with us. Pastor Rod Shimabukuro, he is the evangelism pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. He's here to tell us what it means, what he does, and to tell us about his life and what God has done. Pastor Rod, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Danny and Martin. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here and share life with you guys, and hopefully, as you mentioned, with your heart, the heart God's given you to touch another life, a listener who, as you describe, may be in various situations. Sure. But glad to be here.
Pastor, tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up, if I can start, I was born in Los Angeles, and then shipped over when I was a year old. I did grow up in Cocoa Head. Went long time ago. Used to be the kind pig farms way back then in Hawaii Kai. And my grandfather had a pig farm, and so that's where I grew up. I have sort of his last name, my mother's maiden name, Shimabukuro. So when people look at me and think, oh, you don't look like one Shimabukuro, it's because of my ethnicity. But so I grew up in Hawaii, definitely. This is my stomping grounds, yes. Honolulu, and ended up living in the Kaimuki area.
Okay, so what school did you go to?
I went to the middle school, high school years, mm-hmm. went to Kaimuki Intermediate, mm-hmm. as it was called in those days, and then the Bulldogs, Kaimuki High School.
Kaimuki. Yeah. Of course, the follow-up question. So what year did you grad?
Oh, what year? How old do I look?
You don't have to answer that. We're a very young man.
We always joke because, it's not a joke, actually. It is how it is in Hawaii. In Hawaii, we say, what school did you go to? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by asking that question, it's a calculated question, right?
Right. Because if they don't the next question.
Well, by the answer of it, you kind of, in Hawaii, you're not asking when you say what school on the mainland, they might be thinking, well, I went to, USC or I went to Texas. And you're talking colleges, universities, right? But in Hawaii, it's high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up in Kokohead? Growing up in Kaimuki?
Oh, it was awesome. And just so that you don't think I'm evading the question, I did grad proudly in 1980.
Okay. Everybody knows.
See, that's a man thing.
All right.
That's a man thing.
There you go.
Mess up.
That's it. That's it. So, the growing up years was awesome. I basically was very young when I lived on the pig farms up through the time I was about 5 or 6 years old. So I do have some memories riding pigs, trying to lasso with the older cousins and my grandfather keeping me outside of the pig pen when he takes his knife to go in and, do his thing in the pigs. I remember the once pig slaughtered, I'd help grandma, who I called Baba, right? Obasan. It was the Japanese side, and so I would help with, not stringing intestines, but, go in there and give me this intestines thing and be making soup and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, just definitely fond years there. And then my mom got married to who I call my dad. It's a stepfather, and they've been married ever since, and so he took me in, and although I don't have their last name, kind of kept the grandfather's name, Shimabukuro. Definitely he adopted me in more ways than a name, so in heart, and then we moved to Kaimuki area, that kind of thing, and then grew up in that area, and I have a younger brother, sister from my stepdad and mom, and who, we all grew up together, but I was the eldest, the troublemaker, so.
The leader.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're supposed to be the protector.
Oh, yeah, there
you go. Since we're talking about growing up, the question comes to my mind, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
For good or for evil?
That's okay. I guess it could be either way. Yeah.
My growing up years, we didn't go to church, and I wasn't raised in a Christian home. So although, my mom, my dad, they were very moral and, took care of me and just good family. But I would say, though, my grandfather. Just because of his influence. Oh, it makes me kind of tear up thinking about him now. Although he's passed away for a handful of years. Just that relationship, that hard worker. Of course, now I know from this age, looking back over the fence in those years, the kind of commitment, sacrifice, the hard work, the ethic. And then later on, in his life, he did receive the Lord. That's kind of fast-forwarding the tape. Mm-hmm. But I would say, yeah, definitely.
Matsuo Shimabukuro. Yeah. Shimabukuro, is that an Okinawan name?
I thought you would never ask. Hontoni Okinawan, all the way. Andagi.
Uchinanchu.
Man.
Well, for all the Okinawans that are listening, there's a special soft place in the heart of the Okinawans when you acknowledge that, recognize that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Grandpa Shimabukuro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
How did it affect your direction in life? Grandpa's influence on you.
I would say the biggest sort of influence that affected direction had to do. I don't know so much about direction as it was this sort of quality and character of work ethic. Although I had my lazy day, I'm a teenager doing my own thing.
We all do.
So, yeah. I would say definitely by way of character and the kind of influence in that way, his integrity. But direction-wise, not so much in career path per se, but direction towards integrity, direction towards how to treat people. And then one phrase that comes to mind right now is inside, number one, take care of the inside. Or in other words, have a good heart, you know, have a good heart. And so that was something that he always said throughout. And from what I know, I think he lived that with, you know, his years of being a businessman in that way. So, yeah.
So, okay, so you grew up, you're a country boy, grew up in what then was a farm area, Kokohira. I can't even imagine that. Now you're in Kaimuki, a pastor of all things. And so you have, what kind of circumstances occurred in your life that a country swine lassoing farmer's child becomes a pastor of a urban church? I mean, what circumstances? And we have a plan. You know, we say we're going to do it. Sometimes it's divine intervention. We call it sometimes chance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you were forced into it. So how did that work out for you?
Wow, that's kind of big leap with obviously lots of details to that. But I had the teen years up through high school. I received the Lord at 19. So it was a year about a year out of high school. And an event that was instrumental in God, which I didn't know at that time. I was just doing my own thing all that. And at 19, my grandmother passed away. And this was the grandmother who helped raise me, Tsuruko Shimabukuro, and that's Baba. And so God used that event to really dig into my soul, where I question eternity, why am I here, the purpose in life, that just deep within my own soul, while I was doing all my bad quote unquote bad things. But from that point on, becoming a Christian, I kind of get back to that question. It really, for me, that calling into a pastorate or, you know, this clergy type ministry, really was, it was a journey, it was a calling. I didn't know that I was called to be a pastor way back then at that time. And so it's more of a journey. God touched this, this so guy.
It was a death of somebody really close to you.
Definitely.
That said, yep. I guess, number one, you faced death and then. Yep. Mm-hmm. You must have had some questions that you had of God.
Oh, definitely.
Can you just maybe run through some of them so that others maybe can get into your mind at that? Where were you? Where was your head?
Yeah, I think it's, and again, looking back, I think it's common to lots of people. Is there a God? Who are you? What are you about? Is there heaven and hell? And you know, for me, I can only describe my own sort of soul and conscience. I was questioning, with those questions, but also this conscience that I thought I had, this thing. I knew what was right and wrong, you know, growing up and all the evil that I did and some of the good. So I knew I had a conscience, but did that connect to a spirit? Is there a spirit? What does spirit look like? Kinds of questions that just pertain to sort of this God you don't see, and heaven, hell. And I mean, it's interesting because part of, you know, the journey into those questions, I was sort of searching a little bit. I had relatives who were Jehovah's Witness. I had been to a Mormon church, visited sort of just sporadically, just out of the blue. Mm-hmm. So not really searching, but being exposed, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then that time.
And how did the answers, who served or who guided you maybe to the answers, and how did that help you?
How much time we get?
We have some time. And part of that too, though, all those questions coming along, there's heavy emotions at the same time, right?
Definitely.
Feeling just the raw feeling of loss, the grief that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, times like these are when you talk about grounding moments. I mean, they're like, nobody really knows when death, if we can say it in a personified way, will come and tap one of your loved ones on the shoulder. or you or me, for that matter. Mm-hmm. You just never know. Even if they're sick, right? Or ailing for a period of time. And even if you think you're ready, you're not ready.
Never.
And that shocking effect, plus these deep questions about life. Mm-hmm. These are truly the soul-searching questions. And Pastor Rod, you mentioned some of them, and we want to talk a little bit more. Maybe we can go a lot more in depth. We have some time. But that's why we'll go over some of these essential things. And the thing is this, because somebody today maybe at this very moment, be facing a crisis. Mm. A sort of a moment where they're grounded. Mm-hmm. Maybe stopped right in their tracks. Relationships sometimes humble us to the point of standstill. Mm. And we think thoughts that we never thought we would think. We wonder things we never really had to wonder before. Maybe you're there today. And you're listening to this show and you're thinking, geez, why am I listening to this show? What is it that's so captivating about talking? But, you know, you're kind of like eavesdropping in our conversation. We're just talking story here. But we're talking about life, true stuff that really happens. So when we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. He is the evangelism pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. And he's here speaking heart to heart with us. Heart to heart with you. And you know, through it, God is speaking. And he's speaking to your heart, right at your point of need. So stay with us. We're going to be right back with Pastor Rod Shimabukuro.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today. Very special to have him here. Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. He is the evangelism pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. Before our break, he was talking with us about Grandma Tsuruko Shimabukuro,
yes,
who had passed away, and it was a real life-changing moment for you, a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
You started asking questions, deep, soul-searching questions. Remind us again of some of those questions that you were asking, and how did you process through that at that time?
Yeah, some of those questions, like, is there a God? If there is, then who are you? Well, what are you like? Where are you? And, of course, those questions were attached to my questions of who I am, who I was, because of this, you know, what I was going through, whether it's guilt and various kinds of things, emotions that I mm-hmm. had in the loss of my grandmother. So, questions of purpose. Well, what's my purpose now here on Earth? Who am I? And so, just trying to address that, and really without any answers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was, you were 19
mm-hmm.
at the time,
yes,
right? So what were you into at the time?
Well, I was, we all have our stories in that regard. So, well, I can say that on the eyes. Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Okay.
And I don't mind sharing the details. My accountability people, I just tend to be honest. I like being clear and honest, transparent about anything, about that part of my life. But, yeah, basically I was in the gutter.
Okay. Yeah. So God intervened
mm-hmm.
at the age of 19 in your life. He interfaced with you at that particular time. Martin, you had asked about who helped through the process of getting some of these questions
mm-hmm,
answered.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you know it was from God versus you talking to yourself?
Yeah, mm-hmm. As far as the...
Yeah, question was, you have all these questions,
mm-hmm.
and we left there, and then... So okay, here you are, a pastor. You went from that very mm-hmm. troubled 19-year-old
yes.
asking these very profound mm-hmm. questions to someone who is probably helping to lead people to the right questions. So for Rod Shimabukuro, how did the answers come?
The answers came, of course, when I did eventually receive the Lord. How that happened, is a story in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a restaurant called the Old Spaghetti Factory. I started mm-hmm. as a dishwasher, moved my way up, ended up working there, and became a manager
mm-hmm.
over a period of 8 years. But in the time when I was in the kitchen, I was a kitchen boy, rowdy, rowdy as could be, sex, drugs, rock and roll, my mouth, it was terrible. But there were Christians there who did their quote-unquote witnessing thing, or they were sharing about, just as I look back, planting seeds, and I chew them, I cuss them out, make trouble to them, not beat them up or anything, but close to it sometimes when they wouldn't stop.
Make life miserable for them, right?
Yeah, they were making life miserable for me, did I know it when it came to the conflict of my own soul, because, again, not really knowing, understanding, or even thinking that I wanted to hear the truth. These were truth seeds being planted. And so, that time, there were Christians in my life in that particular season. And then God used them and used what they not only said, but how they lived, because I was, deep down inside. I mean, when we talk about deep questions, and I started having those with my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
I was masking my hurt. I was masking some of those questions at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was watching their life, and their life, I was looking for any way they would contradict what they were saying, and they would at times.
Sure.
But when it came down to it, there was something planted in me. And again, however God works, with people planting seeds of truth, and my conscience questioning, and God used that, and and then eventually was invited to a Bible study, and long story short, received the Lord at this particular Bible study with some instrumental people at that restaurant and in my life that then just like it was like magnet, or they're like they were like Christian. I want to say, like, not maggots. I mean, what's it called? The kind that leeches, they stuck to me. They came and they just stuck to me.
They really wore, well, I don't know, wore you down, but at the same time set the example and just show that they really cared. They weren't just giving you a hard time. Yeah, they're trying to help you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I was trying to make it, you know, hard for them, be all, you know, this tantaran, big, you know, acting big, talking big, but inside going through my own personal hurts. And you know, in light of the loss of my grandmother, I know God used that looking back.
What time span did that take?
Oh, that's a good question. That took, I would say it took maybe 6 to 8 months, somewhere there. Yeah, a good question. Yeah, looking back, 6 to 8 months of...
You know, and there's a relativity to time from the standpoint of, okay, some guys might take 6 to 8 years. Some guys might take 6 to 8 weeks, 6 to 8 months. You know, I mean, the thing is, God was working, working and wooing and calling and... You know, through all the foibles of life, you know, even the foibles of the people that are trying to witness, trying to reach you. I mean, the humanity, we ooze humanity, right? It just comes out. And the reality of it is that that's just what it is.
And sometimes there's just somebody will come along and say a thing, a soundbite, or a communicate, or answer one question, which is not the one question that solves everything, but you're built up to this point. Mm-hmm. Where you're ready now to make a decision. I don't know if that occurred to you. Was there anybody that said something, or what is that one thing that allowed you to cross the line of faith to where you are today?
Yeah, I can't necessarily remember one thing, except the message that comes to mind is that Jesus loves you. And again, you know, as Christians now, we say it, we quote it, it's biblical, it's very real. But looking back, you know, just thinking of answering this question, I think that was the theme and the convicting sort of message in my heart, that there was a God through His Son that loved me.
That you do matter.
That I do matter. That there is purpose out of this love. So I think that would be something that, no, would be a statement, kind of collecting all of the thoughts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, Martin, I was, you know, the person who may have said, if it was a one thing or a number of things, or that person who says it or said it may not even realize the impact that it had on you or on me. But somehow at that time, the Lord had prepared our hearts to receive that. That's why today, there is a tilling of the soil of our own hearts and your heart today, right where you are. Sometimes it's in the middle of the pain where we're ready most. Mm-hmm. And we hate it. Mm-hmm. We don't want it. I'm going to ask in a little while, I'm going to see if Pastor Rod will have a special word that, you know, he does a lot of writing and speaking and communicating. But a word to somebody who may be struggling with life even today. But you know, he's a pastor now. His life has changed. And, you know, he doesn't come alone. He comes with a family. And, of course, he talks about grandma and grandpa. But he has his own family now. That's why when we come back, you know, our audience, Pastor Rod, they like to hear about family. They like to hear about the keiki. And your wife. And when we come back, let's talk about family, how you guys met. Tell us stories. And maybe for that one, we're going to go on and on and on. And I want you to feel free to share, because people love to hear it. Love to hear it. So when we come back, Pastor Rod Shimokuro talking some more heart-to-heart talk with Martin and me and you. Pastor Rod Shimokuro, stay with us. We'll be right back.
live beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiʻuʻa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiʻuʻa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guest today, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. Pastor Rod is the evangelism pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. Now you're thinking, Rod Shimabukuro, that's an Okinawan man and a local man. But when you hear him, he speaks so well. I wish I could articulate the way that he articulates.
Why, Daniel? Okinawans don't speak well.
Well, I am of Okinawan extraction also. Anyway, Pastor Rod, tell us about your family.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, you just cut me off. All right, whenever you say stop, I was honored to meet who is now my wife of 25 years,
wow.
Mary Rebecca, and she goes by Becky. Mm. So we met in Hawaii. She's actually from Kansas City, and she came to Honolulu, go to college, University of Hawaii. The shorter version is we met at this little church in Kaimuki. Of course, you know, I was growing up there, received the Lord. I was going to this church, and she had family friends that were there as well. So we met. Ended up being married, and we lived here for a year, almost a year. And then, the girl, she went, take me back to her. I can bust out the loco now. Oh, that holly girl. And she is holly. She took me back to Kansas City by God's design, totally God's design. Yeah. And that was, we got married in 80, what year did we get married? 85. We went to Kansas City in 86, stayed there through 2000 and moved back where Pastor Wayne brought me on staff at New Hope in 2000. So that's kind of the abbreviated with my wife.
About 15 years?
Yeah, so about 15 years. And in Kansas City is where we had our three children born there in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where I kind of learned to speak a little more proper because they couldn't understand. You know, when I was like, hey, you know what, God, he will love you so much. You know what, he will give his son like that. You stay believe him. He will die on that cross for you. Anyway, yeah. So
you said by design. So what, you're in Kansas City now, but you said that somehow was the plan for you. What happened in Kansas City that turned you in this direction?
I had actually begun to do some just really I don't say minor study, but just some Bible studies here when I received the Lord in Honolulu. And then when we moved to Kansas City, her family, she grew up as a Christian. I didn't. I mean, we were just night and day in so many ways. Not only Haole and Portuguese Okinawa, you know what I mean? We're just night and day. But her family was very involved in the church and with heart, not just church goers. They were Jesus lovers, and so good heritage. And all that said, I got plugged into a church that she had gone to, that she had left and then returned to. And as we started going, it was a great church with a Bible college. They were planting churches, training leaders. And again, the short story in that is I just started going night classes, Bible college, and eventually over a period of the first, 3 to 4 years after going to Bible college there and still working full time, and that the Lord just sort of, you know, it's kind of catching my heart, and it was a journey towards.
So it sounds like it's a separation from the old, and then just an immersion in a brand new, different lifestyle. You're probably very receptive and observant of everything going on around you at this time.
Yeah, I was, while being homesick and encountering wind snow.
What is that?
Hawaiian snow. I was used to, I shave eyes. But definitely. I mean, I was very receptive. I mean, I was ready for a change. By the time we left the island, I was married, and I was ready to go. Lord, having been saved here and experienced what I did, and then meeting my wife, who's just solid. This my backbone next to Jesus. Definitely receptive, growing, learning, wanting more of God and His will for my or our lives as a couple. And again, we had our three kids there in Kansas City as well. So,
what have you found as a family to be some of the most, enriching times that have helped build the strength and solidness of family?
That's good. There's so many aspects to that. I definitely would say playing together, eating together, as spiritual as that sounds. But just really being able to be in front of each other and be with each other and developing relationship, connecting in those kinds of ways. Of course, we did the church thing. We took them to church. We've grown them up, so to speak, in the church. So lots of aspects to that kind of discipleship and mentoring, reading Bible stories, but that playing and eating together and traveling together while we were in Kansas City, car rides, long
did
car rides.
You get close with your kids get close with your in-laws?
Oh, very. Yeah, very close.
What
very
kind
close.
Of things did you guys do together there in Kansas City?
Yeah, they ended up getting sort of a farm, about 18 acres with a pond, and my in-laws are just incredible, very down-to-earth, practical, while they were very successful in business owners, but very down-to-earth, kind of a farmer background. So we would go over, we'd fish in their pond, we'd help in the garden, the kids would, help harvest tomatoes and okra. okra. Mm-hmm. What is okra? Anyway, okra and beans and potatoes. And just so those kinds of memories, catching and demolishing fireflies and, snakes, trying to catch snakes. So, you know, those kinds of activities really help bond us as a family, as well as the extended family, like our my in-laws, who are just phenomenal people.
Did you have a chance to come home during those 15 years?
I did. A couple of times we got to come home. Thank God to the, the help of parents and in-laws. Because it's quite a long ways, Kansas City. And by the time, having one child, and we brought him home, Kai, at that way back when. And then,
what are your kids' names?
Daniel Ikaika is our oldest. He's 18 now. David Keikoa is 16 right now, and Malia Hannah Grace. Oh, I love that. Malia Hannah Grace, so we call her Malia. So we call them Kai, Koa, and then Malia. And Malia's 14.
And, the family, children, your time with your wife, too. We have people that listen, and, pastors have a sort of people look at pastoral leadership, their relationships with a sublime view, but from a real standpoint, how did you build the relationship with your wife Becky all through the 25 years now?
Not to sound so cliche-ish, but I'm just so thankful for her love and commitment to Jesus, because out of that she stuck with me. If we had more time, we've all been through trials. That's hands down. But her love and commitment to Jesus, and in light of us building together, I think we both have a trust in each other's relationship with Jesus, so that we will work through. We will be committed to work through. And of course, that along the way, that's taken, just time together, communication, and just heart to heart. I think one of the keys for us, Danny, has been our obedience to being transparent. It makes me, almost tear thinking about. I just love that my wife accepts me for who I am and who I'm becoming, flaws and all, of course. And then, vice versa, of course. I have an easier time accepting her. I think it's our commitment to, of course, the Lord Jesus, and being obedient, getting, time in His Word. But I think if there's another sort of practical aspect to our relationship, it's a commitment to be obedient in being honest to the core. And again, that means different things to different people, us, it really means, really, really means something. Yeah, it's such a key.
Pastor, after 15 years in Kansas City, you came back. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
We sensed that there was a change going on in sort of our hearts. Some circumstances affected that in Kansas City while we were there. So, again, the short version, I had come to Honolulu. My family had started going to this church called New Hope Christian Fellowship, Pastor Wayne Cordero, and I was getting all the tapes. It wasn't CDs, that was cassette tapes at the time. But I was getting all the messages. Then I had visited for a leadership, what is it called, a Doing Church as a Team conference, which, I was brought over that. It was just myself. And then ended up talking, had met Pastor Wayne, leadership, been involved at church. And I, went back sort of, refueled, but then sense, oh, God, what are you doing there? And then ended up, I sent a resume in. Pastor Wayne, we don't hire from the outside, which, he really didn't, at that time, and like to groom people from within. And so, but a year later, I got a call, say, we're considering, we're really building, really growing. We need to, build from pastors. And I think he was looking at some of my experience, because I had been in the ministry. And then was a local boy. I think he was confident in that I was having met him and knowing I was from here. But also, I caught the heart of the church, the DNA of the church. Again, it's the DNA of Jesus, but there's a uniqueness to what was going on there. And And so all that said, he ended up inviting us over, and that transition was like quick. I mean, the man moves quick. I say, you know, the Lord moved quickly through Pastor Wayne, and he brought me over within like 2 months. And here we have a house. We got the kids, 8, 6, and 4, and things happen really, really quick. And, you know, that's another story. But and then here we were. He allowed time for my wife and I to sort of, you know, just get some things in order, and she stayed back and packed up. I flew back, packed them up, brought them over within a span of 2-ish months or so.
Wow.
Yeah. So what a journey.
You know, transitions, yeah? Transitions in life. I think to a certain point, transitions come in a way that we may expect, we may anticipate. Sometimes we don't even anticipate. We get hit by them, or graciously pulled by them in ways that still change us.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how many resumes you put out there, but, you know, many people are looking for work. You're at that time looking, and you may have put in several churches for a position. Did you receive several responses, and how did you know this was the one you were supposed to accept?
Yeah, you know, actually, Martin, I really was reserved in at least my personal, and my wife and I really felt like, I mean, we had the resume. We put it together specifically for New Hope at the time. Although we had, you know, sort of keep a resume going on the side, but we put it together. Then we had it ready to be sent. Lord, do you want us to send it out? You know, we're asking those questions of the Lord. And so we weren't really like... While we've sensed there was a season, as you said, Danny, transition, we were trying to be cautious before the Lord and not just going out and looking for a job. I didn't want to look for a job or necessarily look for a ministry. I wanted to look for a family that I felt like was a God fit for us. And so
I guess you were all in on one organization.
Yeah, for us. And again, I was, you know, at that time, I had gotten some offers. You know, I'd share that praying season. But I wasn't marketing myself or putting out resumes. So there were some invitations, if you will. I was actually considering church planting there in Kansas City as a possibility. So while I was looking at some of these options, talking with my wife, again, this sort of was the path, right, that God would have us travel. And again, it wasn't like very clear. I mean, it was a process. And as you know, as you alluded to, transitions, it was a tough season in that time. So,
you know, sometimes the issue is of stewardship. How do we steward a transition that we might be sensing? And sometimes it could be done without even a cognizance, an awareness of it. Sometimes done in a haphazard way, or it could be done in an emotional way and not with much prayer.
Exactly.
But that's a good example. Good example. And then when God moves, He moves quickly. You know,
it's true.
You were positioned for it. You know, I was thinking just this morning, actually, just in a moment of meditation, thinking of how Moses, you know, he. 40 years, right? And then he, all of a sudden, had to drop everything. Drop everything. I mean, for circumstances caused by him, and maybe for some things beyond, God had a much bigger plan. But then he uprooted instantly. And then had to restart for another period of time. Another 40 years. Like God moved you to prepare you for what you're doing now.
Yes. Yes.
And what you've been doing in Hawaii, at least for 10 years now.
Yes, yes.
A complete repositioning, and I'm hearing that. Pastor Rod, you know, people today may be at the crossroads too. And I'd like you to talk story with them a little bit about some lessons that you learned about changes and decision-making, hearing the voice of the Lord. So when we come back, maybe, just maybe you can speak from your heart.
Sounds good.
To us. Are you facing a transition? Are you at the crossroads of life? Do you have to make a big decision? A decision that you know is going to affect not only you, but others, maybe a lot of people? Well, God is in it too. And when we come back, we'll listen to Pastor Raj share some practical things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arenaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. You know, Pastor Rod has been so gracious, and I think that's why the level of leadership that he has been given, and by the grace of God, risen to, is because of the sincerity and transparency of his heart that comes with a lot of experience and training. Training and ministering to people. Pastor Rod, you know, today people are, you know, we have this series called Hope in a Time of Crisis. People are at the crossroads. People have to make decisions. People know that the decisions they make have implications, some very vast. But what would you say to somebody who is at the crossroads right now?
Oh, it just comes to mind, the reminder that Jesus really does love us. It may not have anything to do with specifically the direction that we want to go, the decision we need to specifically make, but it is true that we need to keep his love in mind. And with that comes his purpose. With that comes his sovereign sort of mercy, as we describe, knowing that God loves me. And with that in mind, knowing that my life is enfolded into not only his purposes, but his very best, his heart for me, and that I'm able to grow in trust, that God really loves me. And out of that love, at least for me, it just has flowed everything. So, in sort of my Christianity, my growing in Christ, I mean, it really is true. I never can hear enough when I have that receptive heart. God really, 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 really loves me. And then, you know, with that, I think practically speaking, going to our knees and praying, I mean those things are really important. Seeking His word and accountability and going to brothers or sisters that I can counsel with that have years ahead of me. Again, depending on what kind of crisis and crossroads, there are many mentors that have gone before us, and whether it be through books, experiences, and I just love that. That's one thing I know from my heart is really I've been very receptive and open to being mentored by, and even from the standpoint of someone younger, if there's something that the Lord may will speak through anyone as we open our hearts before Him. So,
Pastor Rod, can you say lead us in a quick prayer? Prayer, you know, somebody can certainly use. I can, Martin. I don't know about you, man. Absolutely. But if you can pray, pray for us.
Okay.
Pray for our listener today.
Lord, I thank you that even in this moment, Lord, as Danny and Martin and I agree, Lord, you care. You care so much. You care so much for that woman, that man who's listening, and for all of us, God. And I believe, Lord, as we give you our crisis, as we give you our crossroads, that you will share not only direction, but you will be intent on sharing purpose for that direction. You'll be intent on sharing who you are in the midst of our crisis. So I pray that the desire of all of our hearts and our those who are listening, Lord, will be intent in not only seeking your direction, but seeking you. That's all of our hearts, God, that we would know you and seek you. And out of that overflow, you will direct us as we trust in you, as your scripture says. We trust in you with all of our hearts. Mm. Help us, Lord, to incline our hearts towards you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our technical producer, Leo Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.